Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, October 15th, the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. Today, Deacon Rich Wilson talks to us about Jesus' invitation to say yes. As you listen to Deacon Rich, think about the opportunities in your life where you have the opportunity to say yes to Jesus.
Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Once more, Jesus spoke to the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves and mistreated and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. As a hospital chaplain, I worked extensively with patients and their families in hospice. All of the time, we expected that our patient would soon die. Most of the time, they did. Despite that, the hospice unit was by far, for me, the holiest place in the hospital. Picture this. Our hospice patient is not responsive, actively dying. We're circled around her bed, touching her and each other wherever we can. Can you remember the times you've been in that circle? I start with a scripture, the death of Lazarus. Martha is telling Jesus that if he'd been there, her brother would not have died. And then Martha responds to Jesus with a textbook statement from our faith. I know Lazarus will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus knows Martha needs more than that. So he continues, perhaps speaking as directly to you and me as he did to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? I may be halfway through the scripture, but back in the circle around our dying patient, without fail, one of us will audibly respond with Martha, yes. Yes, Lord, we believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. And that's all it takes. Just one yes. And that's what today's gospel is about. Saying yes to King Jesus' invitation to the banquet. Jesus loves to use the banquet lens to describe his reign. In this parable, the original guest list for the banquet was composed of farmers, business people, those powerful enough to seize and kill the king's servants, and those with better things to do, presumably people of means. They all, some rather dramatically, say no. So the king's slaves went out and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. Presumably, the new guests had nothing better to do, perhaps making it easier for them to say yes to the king's lavish offer. But a yes was required, and apparently a wedding robe. Our King Jesus does not gather us, certainly not forcefully, until he hears us say yes. In today's epistle, Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul is also looking for a yes. He wants the two women leaders of the Philippian church to put aside their disagreements because they are having a disastrous effect on the local church. Notice how lavishly Paul greets them. My brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, my beloved. In the previous chapter of Philippians, with which Father Joe preached on last week, Paul recalls his first yes to the God of Abraham and the Jewish law. And then Paul references his conversion and yes to King Jesus on the road to Damascus. For the sake of Jesus, Paul says, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but the righteousness from God based on faith in Christ. Paul's earlier yes to the Jewish law had made him a Hebrew born of Hebrews, a proud Pharisee. As to righteousness under the law, Paul was blameless. But what does his yes to King Jesus bring Paul? Well, it brings Paul the same thing it will bring the two women leaders from the Philippian church. And the same thing yes will bring to each of us. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, which will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If you look for it this morning, you'll get some more chances to say yes to King Jesus as we continue this Eucharistic service. And then you'll be ready for a few more yeses during the coffee hour. I was at a cousin's wedding 35 years ago. The reception or banquet was lavish. I don't remember anything particularly spiritual about it, but my favorite uncle gave the first toast. Excuse me. It was part of the blessing Paul concludes our epistle with today. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, if there is any excellence and anything worthy of praise, think about those things. Keep on doing the things you have learned, and the God of peace will be with you. But since King Jesus and Brother Paul were also important Jews, let us conclude our yes today with another banquet blessing from Isaiah, the conclusion of today's Old Testament reading. But first, imagine you're back in the circle with our dying hospice patient. King Jesus asks you directly, do you believe? How can we not say yes and allow Isaiah's lavish blessing of a banquet for all nations to flow over us? On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Yes, Lord. We believe. Amen.